Hi, I'm Catherine Kenobi. Please just bear with me while I share my screen. Today I'll be talking about early childhood educators' well-being and views on mathematics, a study carried out with Professor Jane Page and Helena McNally at the University of Melbourne here at the REACH Centre. I'd like to start by thanking all the early childhood educators and teachers who gave up their valuable time to participate in this study. To you, we want to say how grateful we are for you being so generous in sharing your views and experiences. So children's numeracy learning in the first 5 years of life is foundational to their development. The early years learning framework states that encouraging children's positive attitudes and competencies in literacy and numeracy are essential for children's successful learning. In terms of numeracy competencies, young children's early maths concepts and skills are predictive of their success in school. In our study, we looked at how teachers and educators' maths anxiety and key aspects of their professional well-being relate to their views on maths teaching and learning in early childhood settings. We also wanted to hear from teachers and educators about their experiences and the kinds of support and resources they need. 85 Australian early childhood teachers and educators completed a 15-minute online survey of their professional well-being and views on maths. The survey included a scale of professional well-being in early childhood workplaces, which addresses people's professional identity, sense of community belonging, and sense of safety. Also included a maths anxiety scale and a scale of attitudes and beliefs towards teaching and learning maths in early childhood settings. We included a few open-ended questions and invited participants to be involved with focus groups. Our results indicate that teachers' and educators' maths anxiety and sense of professional identity predict their comfort with early maths learning and teaching. They also suggest that teachers' and educators' maths anxiety and sense of professional identity predict the extent to which they view early maths teaching and learning as beneficial. In addition, the results suggest that teachers' and educators' sense of community belonging in their workplaces, along with their maths anxiety, predict the extent to which they view early maths teaching and learning as challenging. In our preliminary analyses, we identified four key themes in teachers' and educators' responses. First, many specified the maths concepts underlying children's activities. For example, measurement, spatial reasoning, and counting principles. One wrote, "We do lots of loose part play and incidentally subitize, group, and create patterns whilst counting. We use scales, talk about weight, sizes, depth, and other mathematical concepts of measurement. We also love shapes and geometry too. Maths is everywhere." Some felt they needed further support with such concepts and wanted more professional learning opportunities to understand how to introduce various maths concepts to these age groups. Second, teachers and educators described innovative ways of embedding, extending, supporting, and planning children's maths learning, involving a range of experiences, including cooking, singing, playing with shapes, and reading books. To quote two examples, "It's not really kind of like a piece of maths, that's what we focus on. It's about trying to embed it within different aspects of that day and different parts of our program and curriculum." Also, I think children can do amazing things. Like recently, we gave loop parts to children, And they were creating different objects. So it was 100% unstructured. And we didn't say, this is what we want you to make. But many loose parts were given, and children were highly interactive and engaged in that activity. A third theme related to where children's play-based learning occurred. For example, hopping in numbers outdoors and working with blocks indoors. Some survey comments were outdoor play, hopscotch boxes and mud kitchen, hoops, balls, indoors, daily schedules, weighing teddies, position and direction language, lining up, calendar. Also, outdoor and indoor obstacles and patterns in the room, mathematical shapes, grouping and stacking, etc. In fact, almost everything we do daily has components of math that I intentionally highlight. A fourth theme centered on the training, resources, materials, and networking needs of teachers and educators, including the benefits of working together as a teaching team, pedagogical leaders providing practical examples, and the usefulness of accessing sample lessons plans. One wanted more training for me as an educator. I'm very uncomfortable with math and struggle. Another was looking for different areas of what you could set up that relate to maths that can help people like me who aren't very confident with it to be able to look at that and say, that's a great idea. I know how I'll be able to apply that in my practice or in my program. Overall, our findings highlight the rich and varied ways early childhood teachers and educators design and facilitate opportunities for young children to explore maths concepts. And I've only just scratched the surface in these examples. The findings also suggest some ways to empower educators in their support of children's numeracy development that we want to explore further. For example, we would like to better understand the ways that teachers and educators' beliefs about their own maths ability affect their confidence. So one said, but I think it's because I've had such a bad experience with it myself that I kind of like steer away from maths and focus on other great things I can do with children. Whereas in contrast, another said, I've always had a strong love of maths throughout my own education. Therefore, teaching maths to others has come easily. We need to find ways to foster community belonging, as working together as a team really helps. As one educator said, being within a big team, small team, you'll kind of have to bounce off each other to get that motivation. In addition, we want to find ways to enhance the professional identity of teachers and educators and explore how teachers and educators' attitudes and beliefs affect child outcomes. Someone said, if we put value on the early years, people that are presenting it feel valued, and then they can present, feel more confident in what they're presenting. It's also vital to promote the sharing of methods for supporting maths learning. As one participant shared, I want other educators to be able to see how maths concepts are evident in many areas and be able to make the most of this in play. And another wrote, I'm ready to learn and I'm open to that from any educator or anyone who's ready to teach. Thanks for your interest in the preliminary findings of our study. Feel free to contact me for any further information. As Jane, Helena, and I work through these issues and carry out more in-depth analyses, we hope to keep sharing useful information with you on the REACH website.